Imagine stepping into a packed stadium. The crowd's going wild, but on the field, it's all advanced AI robots. Every single player making these lightning-fast decisions, without any human help. It sounds like sci-fi, but it's actually happening right now in Beijing. So today we're doing a deep dive into China's RoboLeague. It's pretty groundbreaking stuff. And get this, here's the kicker from our sources. Public excitement for these robot matches. It's actually higher sometimes than for China's human men's soccer team, which is wild when you hear the robots have awkward movements, slow collisions, and occasional stumbles. You might find yourself laughing, actually.
Yeah, it's fascinating. But it's not just about the laughs, right? This is serious business for Beijing. It's basically a high-stakes lab, a really strategic move to accelerate AI and robotics development. And the implications, they go way beyond just sports. It's a proving ground for, well, the future.
Okay, so how did this future, kick off? Let's rewind a little. June 28th, 2025, Beijing hosts China's first fully autonomous three-on-three AI robot football competition. Four university teams went head-to-head. The robots themselves, supplied by Booster Robotics. And the key thing, totally autonomous. No humans controlling them on the field.
Exactly. And it served as a really vital test match, especially for the upcoming World Humanoid Robot Games, also set for Beijing in August 2025. Cheng Hao, he's the founder and CEO of Booster Robotics, he said it plainly. Sports competitions are, and I quote, "the ideal testing ground." Perfect for speeding up AI algorithm development and, integrating the hardware and software. It's a dynamic test.
And dynamic it was. They definitely innovated right into some memorable moments. Tsinghua University's team, THU Robotics, they won 5-3. But what really got the crowd going were the tumbles, the stumbles. People were laughing, apparently. Someone said it was like watching a group of 90-year-old men playing soccer. They even had staff carry fallen robots off on stretchers. I mean, you can just picture that,
You
right?
really can.
So does that raw, kind of clumsy beginning, is that part of the plan, part of the development strategy?
Oh, absolutely. Those tumbles, they're data points, valuable ones. Each fall shows a weakness, an area for immediate improvement. It's not about perfection yet. It's about pushing the limits in, messy real-world conditions. And if we look inside these bots.
Let's talk tech, because given the dramatic tumbles, you wonder what's actually inside these things. Okay, so they're Booster Robotics T1 humanoids. About 1.2 meters tall. They have 23 degrees of freedom. Think of that like highly flexible joints. Lets them move in surprisingly human-like ways, even if they, fall over.
So learning to walk is the center.
Pretty much. And they're powered by an NVIDIA Jetson AGX Orin processor that gives them 200 TOPS of AI compute power. Now, 200 TOPS, that's trillions of operations per second. Basically, how fast their AI brain works.
Huge processing power.
Yeah. And their vision. Advanced sensors, they can spot the ball up to 65 feet away, over 90% accuracy. They're even designed with push recovery, supposed to stand up on their own. Though, like we said, sometimes they needed a little help, a stretcher carry kind of help.
Right. And what's really strategically smart here is the division of labor, Booster Robotics. They provided the standardized T1 hardware, really cutting-edge stuff. But the university teams, each one had to develop and embed their own AI algorithms, their secret sauce.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, so it creates this intense competition. It forces rapid AI innovation on a common platform, kind of like, F1 teams using the same basic chassis but developing their own engines and strategies.
That makes sense. But even with all that tech, the organizers admit the skill level is like young children aged 5 or 6. That contrast is pretty stark, isn't it? Powerful tech, but clumsy performance. Does that create specific challenges?
It definitely does. It forces engineers to grapple with real-world physics, unpredictable interactions, stuff you don't always get in simulation. And that's precisely why these games are so valuable. It really pushes them. Which, brings us to the bigger picture. Why is China pouring resources into robot sports?
Right. It's not just for fun.
Not at all. It's a strategic play. Accelerating AI, humanoid mechanics. That's the engineering of making robots move like us and autonomous systems. The end game isn't just better robot soccer. It's evolving these bots into agile, smart workers for things like warehouse logistics, elder care, maybe even national defense down the line. Some projections suggest humanoid robots could automate maybe 40% of manual tasks. Huge potential impact.
Wow, so this gamification of RNG is actually really effective then. It's public, it's engaging, and it forces rapid testing under unpredictable conditions.
Exactly.
And it fits into this larger national push, right? The government's backing it, aiming for a domestic market worth, what it was, 870 billion yuan.
Roughly 120 billion US dollars. Yeah, within the next decade. It's a major economic and technological goal.
A huge bet.
It is. And what's particularly interesting, I think, is that China isn't just joining existing competitions like RoboCup. They're actively building their own distinct, high-profile framework with RoboLeague. This could set a whole new benchmark, maybe a parallel track for humanoid development, one that's really tightly linked to their industrial goals.
Okay, so boiling it down, what does this all mean for you listening in?
Well, China's first RoboLeague, it feels like a pretty pivotal moment for humanoid robotics. It sets up this dynamic, very effective test bed for cutting-edge tech. And the ripples go far beyond just the sports field.
Definitely. Though, you know, challenges remain. Big ones. Bridging that gap between simulation and the messy real world is tough. And safety is paramount, especially looking ahead. Cheng Hao mentioned, you know, he envisions robots playing football with humans someday. But he stressed, we must ensure the robots are completely safe. That's critical. Absolutely crucial. Which leaves us with a big thought to chew on, right? As these robots get smarter, more agile, and integrate more into society, even into our sports, what does that do to the very idea of sport, the spirit of competition? How do we make sure this amazing tech aids and enhances what humans do rather than just, well, replacing us? Something to ponder as these robot athletes keep learning, keep evolving, maybe even learning to stay upright more often.